Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train, thoughts bouncing off the walls, emotions swirling like a storm? You know that feeling when you just can't seem to focus, when clarity feels like a distant dream? Well, buckle up because today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of managing your thoughts and emotions. Think of this as mental decluttering, a roadmap to unshackling yourself from the chaos and achieving laser-like focus. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking another self-help podcast, hear me out. This isn't about airy-fairy affirmations or becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about practical tools, real strategies, and yes, a sprinkle of humor to keep things interesting. Because let's be honest, life can get messy, and sometimes you need a good laugh amidst the whirlwind. So, what are we going to unpack today? 5 golden nuggets that can seriously level up your mental game. Number 1. Awareness is key, folks. Seriously, it's like opening your own mental Pandora's box, but instead of a bunch of trouble, you get valuable insights into what's driving your thoughts and emotions. Start paying attention to your inner dialogue. What are those recurring themes? Are you constantly catastrophizing? Are you hyper-focused on the negative? Recognize these patterns, because knowing them is half the battle. Number 2. Don't just accept every thought like it's gospel. Imagine your mind as a bustling marketplace, with vendors hawking all sorts of ideas. Some are helpful, some are downright toxic. Learn to be the discerning shopper, evaluating each thought before you buy into it. Ask yourself, is this thought helpful? Is it true? Does it serve me? If not, gently toss it aside like last week's news. Number 3. Embrace the power of perspective. Ever notice how a situation can look completely different depending on your viewpoint? Sometimes, just shifting your lens, focusing on the silver lining, appreciating the little things, or remembering past challenges you overcame can make a world of difference. Think about it like this. You're not stuck with one interpretation. You get to choose which story you tell yourself. Number 4. Emotions are powerful, but they don't control you. They're like waves in the ocean. Sometimes they crash down, other times they gently lap at the shore. The key is to learn how to ride those waves without getting swept away. Acknowledge your feelings, allow yourself to feel them fully, but don't let them dictate your actions. Remember, you're the captain of your ship. And finally, number 5, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. We all stumble, we all make mistakes. It's not about being perfect, it's about learning and growing. So, give yourself a break, celebrate your wins, and remember that you're capable of incredible things. Now, let's paint a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who's constantly battling self-doubt. She has this incredible talent, but every time she starts a new project, anxiety creeps in, whispering negative thoughts about her abilities. She overthinks every decision, second-guesses herself at every turn, and ends up procrastinating for hours on end. Sound familiar? This is where our stoic wisdom comes in. Sarah realizes that those negative thoughts aren't facts, they're just opinions wearing a mask of truth. She starts practicing mindfulness, actively noticing those anxious whispers and gently redirecting her attention to the present moment. She reminds herself of past successes, focuses on the joy she finds in the creative process, and treats herself with the same kindness and encouragement she'd offer a friend. Slowly but surely, Sarah reclaims her confidence, tackles her projects head-on, and unleashes her full creative potential. The beauty is, this can be your story too. By consciously managing your thoughts and emotions, you unlock a world of clarity, focus, and resilience. It's not about becoming some super-powered being, it's about mastering the art of living with intention, purpose, and yes, even a little bit of humor along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Start putting these principles into practice today. Challenge those negative thoughts, reframe your perspective, and be kind to yourself. Remember, every small step forward is a victory worth celebrating. And who knows, maybe one day you'll even become that wise, witty friend everyone wants around just like me. Until next time, keep striving for clarity, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.